Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. People calling in from all over. My name's David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado. I heard several other folks calling in from Colorado tonight as well, and Florida and Louisiana and Hawaii and New York and Texas and Washington and California and Nebraska and Georgia and Maryland and Canada and all over the place. So it's always fun. Always fun to be here on Tuesday nights. We do our business training call. Tonight's going to be a great subject, brand new subject. The yin and yang, or the yin and yang of leading. I've got Skylar Malice Darby. She is a crown from Hawaii, and she will be on the line in just a minute. But before we bring her on, I want to make a couple of announcements, starting with David Sandoval. So not only does he do the Wednesday night calls, which are the Purium Lifestyle calls, but he also does Facebook Live presentations. He calls them 300-second product trainings. And that'll be starting just past the bottom of the hour, usually around 6:35 Pacific time. So take a look, take a listen to Dave on Facebook. And we got people all over the place in Purium having fun, promoting super healthy happy hours, diamond boot camps, diamond clubs, especially Arizona, California, Florida. So take a look at your event calendar. We're doing a better job of creating flyers, keeping the calendar up more up to date. So to check out the event calendar, all you do is go to mypurium.com. At the top, you click on Lifestyle. And then under Lifestyle, you click on Events, and you can scroll down to the calendar and see what's going on. So, whether there's a super healthy happy hour or a diamond boot camp in your neighborhood, or maybe there's a super healthy happy hour or a diamond boot camp someplace that you know people. You know, if you know people in Southern California, if you know people on the East or West Coast or Central Florida, if you know people in Arizona, chances are there's an event going on near you. And one of the events that we do every couple of weeks is in Long Beach, and it is a super healthy happy hour at the Purium headquarters. Amy Venner-Handy and Crowns Michael and Lucy Mazes, and actually two-star Crown Daniel Bushnell will also be there this upcoming super healthy happy hour, which is next Monday the 24th. And I know that Amy's going to be talking more and more about the Million Mom Movement at the Super Healthy Happy Hours, and you can be looking for more information and more promotions around the Million Mom Movement as we roll into the new year. And, we have so many awesome moms in this business, so many awesome women in this business, and, in my mind, women drive this business. They're the best networkers, usually. They are the people who buy the nutritional products and food products for the household, usually. And, having a lot of female energy in your business is really important. And one of the people who has brought a lot of great energy to our company and to her team is Skylar, out of Kauai, and I just love the team that she's pulled together, the community that she's built, and so this training call tonight is the yin and yang of leading, and Skylar is going to represent the yin tonight, and I'm going to represent the yang or the yang, and Skylar, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, David. I'm here.
All right. Well, great. Well, I know you've got a lot of thoughts about building a community based on caring and support and love and listening. And, we're just going to kind of improv this call, but I'm going to ask you first, because I think you came into this business with some serious mom energy. A lot of people know your story, but a lot of people don't, as to how you connected with Purium. And you do such a great job of sharing, what the Purium products meant for your daughter. If you don't mind, do you mind sharing that part of your story before we get into the leading part of your business?
Yeah, no, sure, absolutely. And it really does kind of premise the way that I lead as well. So it's pretty cool. My daughter came to me on her 15th birthday asking for help. And I, of course, was waiting for that opening to offer her help, because you can't help somebody who's not willing to help themselves. You only can help somebody as much as they're willing to meet you. And so when she came to me asking for help, obviously that opened the gateway. And so simultaneously, as life has its amazing synchronicities, my girlfriend, Roxanne Ruby, was doing the Purium Pendi transformation at the time. And she had told me about it and shared with me about it. And so I did some research, quite a bit of research on these products, being a longtime health and wellness advocate, very much into organic and non-GMO foods. I did a lot of research and everything scrubbed clean for me. I mean, this company just met all of my expectations and exceeded them. And so Alea and I proceeded to do the 10-day transformation into a Core 3. We've both been on the Core 3 ever since. Long story short, Alea was suffering from, well, one, she was quite overweight. I'd say about 45 pounds over a healthy weight for her. She was struggling with allergies, severe depression, social anxiety. She had physical ailments on her body from different foods she was eating. And she was really, really unhappy. And so we started this, we embarked on this together, and I did it just to support her because, you know, of course, you know, I'm always down to lose 5-10 pounds, whatever, yeah, and get healthy. And, of course, I wanted to do it with her and figure it to be a great bonding experience. She rocked the 10-day, and she had great success. On day 5, I just saw the light come back to her eyes. By day 10, she was a different girl. She was outside hiking and being in nature and wanted to be outside, and it was beautiful. And after about we finished the Core 3, we did about a 20-day continuation, then another full month of Core 3, where she finally came into balance. She lost about 45 pounds. Her allergies went away. She started to really excel in school, make good friends, become class president. And now she just finished the first 100 hours of a yoga teacher training, going into her second 100 hours, and is gearing up to head to college next year. And she is just really happy, really happy person. So that's a little bit about us.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, it's fantastic that you did that to support her and to help her get into balance, and so many good things happen so quickly. And, you know, support is such an important word. And, you know, a lot of times people think about leading as, you know, talking and making things happen and driving and, you know, all that. But, you know, supporting is so important. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the Yin leadership style and some of the key concepts and some of the things that you've seen really work to help people move along, whether it's in their transformation, whether it's in their business, and how you've helped to build your community using that kind of feminine leadership style. So I'll turn it back over to you, Skylar, to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Great. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, support is the key. And in the beginning of my business, when I started to do this business, I wasn't doing it to do a business. I just had people seeing our results and really, and me feeling so passionate about it because I saw what it did for my daughter. I got my daughter back. And as a mother, you know what it, if you're a bad mother, you know what it feels like to see your child struggling and suffering and feeling helpless, and at the same time not wanting to make them feel guilty about their situation, or make, you know, or try to push them to do something or give them a complex, especially with women and weight, and it's this whole thing. So, yeah, it's really important to be able to support somebody from a holistic standpoint. And when bringing people in, when people were starting to ask me about this, it was in my nature to want to support them every step of the way. From the moment that I shared a gift card with them on the phone, you know, doing a little bit of a consultation, so to speak, asking them, well, what are your goals? What is it that you're needing and wanting out of this? Knowing myself that it's not a one-size-fits-all protocol. And, you know, if somebody's needing to lose weight, then they're going to do something different than somebody that's, you know, a weight training. So getting people on the call from there and really just checking in, what are your goals? What are your health and weight goals? And where do you see yourself in 30 days? Where would you like to be in 30 days? If you could imagine where you could be in 30 days, what does that look like? And then, you know, getting them on a connect call like that. So either it's with your upline, so they can do that for you. Generally, that's the best, because what you're doing is then you're introducing them and indoctrinating them into this company with that feeling of support, and that really sets the tone for their experience with this community, because then they also feel like it's not just my friend Skylar supporting me, but then there's also this person above her, behind her, and then this whole team of support. And that's why I believe that the connect call is very important, but then that also transforms into getting them plugged into the support online, bringing them into our community. Our team has a funnel system on Facebook, and most teams, I believe, do One is basically you get people and you get them oriented with the product so they can kind of be pre-evaluated, so to speak, where they can learn about the products and what they're getting into. And if they decide that this is something that's right for them, they get on a call with you, and then you're taking it to the next step with them. Once they enroll, we plug them into our Purium Lifestyle support page where we're sharing recipes, we're sharing the schedule, we're sharing tips and tricks and life hacks on how to get through this 10-day and how to get through Core 3 and how to eat better and, you know, how to transform your life in a really holistic way, because transformation is not easy. It's never easy. So when you really feel like someone is there and got your back, and another thing, David, that I found is really important here is checking in with people on their transformation. It's not really about enrolling somebody and leaving them out to dry and then you're on to the next person. It's really committing to their transformation and growth. And that doesn't mean necessarily coddling them, but making sure you're plugging them into the system so they know where to get the support. And an occasional text every day or a couple of days, especially if they're doing a 10-day, is always welcomed and appreciated. So we're building relationships based on trust.
So there are a bunch of keywords in there that I think are really interesting. I just want to reemphasize. So one of the things you talked about was like asking the questions as to what people want and being patient enough to listen. To me, those are very yin, very feminine kind of strategies that are super effective, you know, to treat people like individuals, to respect people, and then to connect people to the larger community, to create support, and to make sure that they get value, you know, with recipes and schedules and all those kinds of things, you know, take a little more time. But that time is so worth it, because guess what? What are they going to do when they bring in a new person? They're going to do the exact same thing. They're going to ask the questions. They're going to be patient. They're going to treat people like an individual. They're going to do the connect calls. They're going to show the importance of the community and the support. They're going to make sure that people have the success on the transformation and that they have the recipes and schedules and all the things they need to be successful. And that's the thing that's beautiful about this business model, is that if you are patient and you are consistent, that you will find that it starts to duplicate in the right way. Because that's what we're doing, is we're duplicating. And when you duplicate, you know, with that support, then people feel really honored. So I'm glad that you started with Alea's success story. I'm glad that you started by talking about bringing in people as individuals with respect, connecting with them, understanding who they are and connecting them to the community. So let's evolve a little bit more on the feminine side beyond just the one transformer, if you will. And as you start to kind of build the business and build the community, what are some of the other kind of feminine qualities, you know, of mission and belief and other things that you find are important as that one little kernel, you know, that one little seed starts to grow?
Absolutely, yeah. And I really love what you said about the duplication on the tail end of that, because really what you do in moderation is what your team's going to do in excess. And when you think about bringing a new person in, you are modeling the behavior that they are going to do, because that's what they learned. And first impressions die hard. So, you know, not cutting quarters in the beginning is really important, because that's exactly what you're going to want them to do with their members. So that's great. I like that you touched on that. The next piece really, again, it is more, it's nurturing, active listening, patience. There's a lot of important components about being a friend and being a leader in this business, because they really do go hand in hand. And that's one of the things that I really love about this business, is that we create these long-lasting friendships that feel like family, and that's really beautiful. One of the things that our team is really focusing on to help people get to the other side is that transforming is a big word. And once we start to do a physical transformation, then the emotional transformation is right in line with that. And so we go through all kinds of breakthroughs, and we have to move through our self-limiting belief systems and our stories and our programs that we have from childhood or whatever it might be. And so it's really important to know how to listen to stories and how to help people come have breakthroughs. So really to help people identify where their blocks or their challenges are, and then kind of to help them push through them. And I don't really feel that it's beneficial to let somebody spin in a story for too long or a challenge too long, whether it be about, oh, I can't do this, or I don't know people, or, you know, this business is too hard. Whatever the challenge might be, it's, I find that it's important that we really validate them, that we meet them where they're at, and then we offer them another perspective. And it's really about listening to what they're saying. Give them, you know, there is a little bit of time to allow them to process, but then it's really important to help them to progress. So I think a true leader can really identify where to draw the line here, and I feel that this is an important piece.
Well, so what I'm hearing at the end is that there's a lot of love, but also a little bit of tough love. And I think that that's where the feminine energy can sometimes bleed into the, you know, masculine energy, and where it works together hand in hand is that, you know, if you look at the feminine energy, you know, really strong on the love side, maybe the masculine energy better on the tough side, that the feminine needs to add a little toughness into their love, and the masculine might need to add a little love into their toughness. So it's great that you are blending the two in, you know, a really, you know, fully developed way, where you're validating people, you're meeting where they are, you're letting them have their emotions, but then there is a point in time where you're helping them to develop as a person and transform. What are some of the things that you do, or some of the books, or you know, other tools that you recommend that people listen to? I mean, I know that you and Sarah and some of your people do a lot of the kind of personal development training on your team calls and masterminds, but are there any resources that you oftentimes point people to?
Absolutely, of course. And, you know, what you're talking about here, David, too, is the difference between empowering people and enabling people. And that's really crucial when, you know, when you want to empower someone to take ownership of themselves and their life and their direction, because it's like I tell my daughter and I tell my team, it's like, I'll meet you 51%. You need to meet me 49%. I can't want it for yourself more than you want it for you. And so then, again, showing people where the tools are. So I, for the first thing, for our team, for anybody in this company, I think it's really important, if you're struggling in your business or you're wanting to build your business or help your team, it really comes down to where your belief level is at. And you mentioned that, and, you know, we talk about the seven areas of belief. And if you can build your belief in these seven areas, and if you can hear all these seven areas and kind of put a check mark next to them, you know you're free and clear, and you should be rocking your business. If you are feeling like if you hear one of these areas of belief and you're like, feel a little crunchy around it, then that's where I would, you know, suggest doing some work and digging and finding where you need to build. So the basic.
What are the seven areas, real quick?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So the first one would be your belief in the industry of network marketing. The second one would be this company, this amazing company of Purium Health products, you know, you, the management team, the customer service team, and then, of course, the owners, Dave and Amy. What is your level of belief in them? What do you know about them? Your belief in the product, so your personal experience with the product, and then your belief in the team, your team, you know, holding your team is capable. It's really important, your up team and your downline. And then your belief in the system that we have set in place, what we talk about duplication, how we bring people in and how we model the system. Yeah, where is your belief in that? And then, of course, the most important level of belief is the belief in yourself, believing that you are worthy, that you are capable, that you can do this. And so we do dig deeper into those areas in our calls and in our trainings.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm going to jump over to the masculine side just for a second, I don't think there's a right or a wrong, and in fact, I think if there is a right, it's really the great blending of, you know, both sides, and what you're talking about, Skylar, is really a blend, because, you know, you're tapping into the emotional side of somebody and understanding, you know, I like to say this is a business that's easy to do, and this is a business that's easy not to do. And the difference between whether people are doing the business or not doing the business very much has to do with belief. And I love what you've done about systematizing belief. So breaking it down, and that's kind of a masculine kind of analytical thing. So I'm going to talk about a couple of analytical, or a couple of masculine ideas, and then maybe you can help me to soften some of those things and how you use those things, a little bit differently. So, you know, as I said, this is a business that's easy to do. It's a business easy not to do. And I think that from a masculine side, you know, the thing that's really important is action. That when all said and done, you know, that you got to make stuff happen. You got to talk to people. You got to stretch your comfort zone. And you know, you're really not doing your business if you're not talking to new people. And so I love this analogy of urgency, which is somewhat of a masculine idea. And something that's urgent is something that's important and timely. It's something that's important and timely, and that if you imagined that you were only allowed to sponsor people in the history of your Purium business in the future, you were only allowed to sponsor people between now and the end of the month, and that you could never sponsor anybody else again, and your goal was to earn $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a month, how many people would you sponsor and enroll in the next 10, 12 days? You know, it would probably be a lot, you know, because you have that sense of urgency, that sense of importance, that sense of action. So I think those are some ideas that pop to the top of my mind as far as kind of masculine ideas. Anything that you want to share either about those or ways that, you can kind of soften those ideas and bring in some feminine energy to that kind of urgency and action mentality of kind of the guy mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way I see it is that we are the director, the author, the producer, and the star of this movie that we call our life. So we get to choose, you know. So that means asking yourself, how are you showing up for your dreams each day? And how are you presencing your dreams each day? It's like you need to be willing to show up for your dreams even when you don't feel like it. And that's the piece about consistency and, you know, being consistent with your actions, being consistent with your words. It's the key to creating habits, good or bad. So just like you say, that consistency, it's key. It is the key. And so that's what I would offer to that piece. And choosing your thoughts on a daily basis, that's the one thing that you have control over. So you can't control what people say to you. You can't control what people do to you. But you can control how you choose to feel about those things. And from that place, you have an opportunity to grow. And you talked about the comfort zone piece. So I love that. You know, owning ourselves, owning our emotions, and making every perceived challenge an opportunity for a lesson to grow is, you know, what I would share about there.
Well, that's great. Well, I love that language. You know, I mean, and the language that you give is really energizing, and it's still feminine. Showing up for your dreams, being the author and the star, and all that kind of stuff. It adds that visualization. It adds that, you know, kind of emotional and mental side, or you know, emotional side to the action piece. And so I think that's great that, you know, that some people kind of think in numbers, and some people kind of think in pictures. And so know how you work. And, you know, and then be able to relate to somebody who thinks differently, talks differently, says things differently. And, as we said earlier, kind of soften up your male energy or, you know, strengthen up some of that yin energy, summon it, in a way that creates activity. You know, you were just talking about comfort zone, and one of the best teachings that I ever had about comfort zone is something that I think is important whether you're coming from the male or the female side, which is the idea of stretching your comfort zone rather than getting outside of your comfort zone. So I think in relation to this conversation, you know, it's not, if your natural tendency is to have male energy, it's not to become somebody with female energy, or if your natural tendency is female energy, to become somebody with male energy. It's to stretch your comfort zone. It's to move more toward the middle. It's to bring in some of the real value of the female energy or the male energy to help to balance you so that you can connect with more people. Skylar used that term connect a couple of different times. And I think that, you know, we are a network marketing business. You're connecting with people that are prospects, and you're connecting with people as you build a team. And so if you have too much male energy or too much female energy, then you may not be able to connect with as wide an audience. So, you know, I think that, you know, there's such great value and so important to respect, you know, both sides of the energetic spectrum, and to, you know, to pull in the love and the listening and the patience and the belief and the emotions of the female side, and to bring in the action and the urgency and the goal setting and the systemization of the male side, and that when you can, you know, balance all those things, that you're going to find that you succeed and that you help others succeed. So, Skylar, any last thoughts on, you know, things that you want to touch on to kind of help people be successful, you know, with this mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the key here is that you have a positive mindset. And to be successful in anything you do, you know, your thoughts create the things that are in your life. So what are you choosing? Again, so have a positive mindset and then saturate yourself in people that have been successful and surround yourself with people that inspire you but are not squashing your dreams. So, you know, surround yourself with people that are forcing you to level up. Because we become a product of the five people we spend the most time with, it's really important, like I mentioned earlier, about choosing wisely. And so listen to leadership trainings, you know, get yourself to events. Some of the amazing authors and speakers out there, Robert Kiyosaki, John Maxwell, Bob Proctor, Dale Carnegie, Stephen Covey, you know, many, and you can go on Audible and you can download these books and you can just start your day driving in your car listening to these things, instead of listening to maybe something that's going to suck your energy, but feed yourself with positive energy. You know, what I love, I recently watched the movie I Am Not Your Guru with Tony Robbins. And, you know, he came from a very challenging childhood and upbringing. And I really loved what he said is that, you know, I was not this guy. I was not this powerful leader that you see here before you. He said, I created him. And I highly recommend, if you haven't watched that movie, you know, to watch it. It's powerful. And he really, really speaks about that. You have the power to create your reality and your choices. And it is important to create mindset, to couple mindset with action and logistics and IPAs. But it's also important to do the self-growth, the self-development, because like you've heard, this industry is a self-development industry with a compensation plan wrapped around it. And that is the truth. So may we all just continue to grow and learn and meet our challenges and stretch and, you know, become the, you know, the highest and best version of ourselves so we can become the person to reach our goals.
Well, your language is really, really powerful, Skylar. I love the term level up. That's awesome. You know, and connecting with people on so many different levels, and appreciate you sharing so generously your thoughts and the success that you and your team are having. And, you know, good things are going on, and appreciate you giving more than just the feminine side of this business, but really a complete and positive look at how to be a leader in this company. So thanks for being a great example and sharing that on tonight's call. And everybody who is on the line, if you like what you heard, the call will be recorded. We'll have it in the back office. We'll have it in the phone app. So tell your people to listen if you got some value out of it. And remember to join David Sandoval tomorrow night, same number, same line, and also in 5 minutes. On his Facebook Live post. So thanks, everybody, for being on the call. Skylar, awesome, and we will talk to you tomorrow night.